We are learning Masechtas Chulin, Daf Samachei Amud Beis, and we are starting two-thirds of the way down Daf Samachei Amud Beis. The first word on the line is Shehei Boy, and we're starting from Paruch Rav Achai. We just finished learning that we can learn out the grasshopper that has a long head. We learned that out from the Mahatzad. We have a Mahatzad. The Mahatzad is that you have three times where it says different type of grasshoppers, the Arba, the Solomon, and the Chargo. So once you have those three, which the Arba has a Mila, has I wouldn't say a Mila, but has a certain uniqueness that doesn't have a Gabachas. The Solomon has a characteristic that it has Gabachas. It is bald. Eli Gabachas means it has fuzz. Gabachas means it's bald. And the Chargo's characteristic is that it has a Zonav, it has a tail. Now, there's another type of chagov, another type of grasshopper that has a reish arach. How do you know that? So the Gemara says, you learn it out from all three, from Arba, Solomon, and Chargo. So what do you do with the extra word chagov? That teaches us that a tzartz or a cricket is not kosher, because it's not called a chagov. If it's called a chagov, everything should be included. Tzartz is, no, it needs the minayu, it needs the other shur, elah shur. So Paruch Rav Achai, Malahanach, how in the world can you learn out from these three, from Arba, Solomon, and Chargo, you learn out a grasshopper that has a long head, that it's also kosher? Lamaisa, those three are Ein Reish Naruch. Malahanach, Ein Reish Naruch, Kelner Amahatzad, they all have a characteristic that the head is not long. So how can you learn out from a grasshopper, a long head, from these, those don't have a long head? V'chi Temil Tamil like this, Kim D'Shavi B'Dalat Samanim, since it's at least equal in the other four Samanim, it has the four legs, the four wings, the jumping legs, and it's Chayfen as Rubai, the wings Chayfen as Rubai, so Ma'isinam V'Leprachini, you don't ask a Kasha, Yochi Chargol Nami, then if that's true, so Chargol also, that has a Zonav, Nami D'Shavi Lu, it's equal in the other four, why do you need Chargol? Teach me that if it has a Zonav, you need a Pasuk for that. L'Yuch Teisim Arav V'Solom, learn Arav V'Solom, and say, look, it's the same. El'ikil Mifrach, Teretz says, you can't learn out the Chargol from those two, why not? Those don't have a zonav, then we can't learn out. So here also, you can't learn from those three because those don't have Rosh and Aruch. So the question is, why? So it's back fair. How do we know Rosh and Aruch? When do you know that a chagav with a Rosh and Aruch is kosher? We say learn from those three. What do you mean? Malahanach, shekain, ain't Rosh and Aruch. And that's a pirka because the riot's a pirka is because you need a positive chargo with a zonav. You don't say learn from the other two, why? Because the other two don't have a zonav. So you see, you can't learn it. It has to be exactly the same. So now it's shver. How do you know the grasshopper with Rosh and Aruch? How do you know that's kosher? Elam Rav Achai, I'll tell you why. Solom is Yisera. The second type of grasshopper, the Solom, is extra. Why is that extra? Solom is Yisera. Who? La'lucht v'chmona Solom, teisim Arba v'chargol. You can learn out from Arba and Chargol. You can skip the second one, and from Arba and Chargol, you will know Solom, because it has some of the same characteristics. And the Gemara explains why. The Gemara says, because the Ma Parch, what are you going to ask? Mala Arba de Elen Gabachas? You're going to say, look, Arba in Elen Gabachas is not bald. But Solom is bald. So maybe Solom shouldn't be kosher. Then you say, no. Hare Chargol, the Yeshla Gabachas, Chargol is something that is bald and it's tall. Okay, but you say, no. Chargol has Mala Chargol Zonav, has a Zonav, has a tail. Hare Arba. Arba doesn't have a Zonav. So the Maisa, either way, you go mad to Sarashav, a Sarashav Shvam, that it has four Simonim and it's kosher. And don't tell me, oh, they both don't have the same characteristics, say Malahanach, that Ela Gabachas. Not true, because Chargol has Gabachas. And you can't say Malahanach, Shiyashlam Zonav, because the Arba does not have a Zonav. So now you can learn out Solom. Solom, which is a Gabachas, you can learn it out from both of those. So Solom is extra. One Solom is extra. So then you say, like this. So, it's since you're not learning out Lagufa, you don't need it for Lagufa, you use it for Rosh Hayaruch. You use it for, if it has a long head, you'll learn it out from the extra word Solomon. Like Rashi says, that's the Derech in the Torah. If you have an extra word, you can learn out something to Rosh Hayaruch. So now the Gemara goes ahead on top of Amud Aleph and wants to know B'maika Mifli. What Lamaisa is, Nachmi Lamaisa, what's the Machlokes between the Tanakama and the Tanit Bar Bishmal? What is the difference in Halacha between them? They both sound very similar. So what's the difference between them? What's the mekuda that makes Solom extra according to Rabbi Shmuel, and therefore you can be married with Reish Aruch, and then you have Chagav, Lamute, Tzartzer, and so on and so forth. Mashenki the Tanakama uses all these for different type of grasshoppers. What's the difference between the Tanakama and Tana Rabbi Shmuel? So like tomorrow like this. My kamifgi Tana Rabbi Rav, Tana Rabbi Shmuel. We call the Tanakama Tana Rabbi Rav. Why? Because Rashi says that That's in Taras Kahanim. And Taras Kahanim is the Safra de Bei Rav. Why? Because everyone knew that in Beis Medrash. Masha'inke, the Brisa of Torah Yishmael wasn't so well known. Only as Talmidim. So therefore, the Brisa of the Safra, which everyone knew, we call Tana de Bei Rav. That's like from the Yeshiva. Torah Yishmael, that already, not everyone knows, and therefore it's called Tana de Bei Yishmael. So what's the Machlaikis? And what's the Afkamina? But Roshay Orach Kamefigid. Tana de Bei Rav Savar Asher Loi Karayim Klal. Tana de Bei Rav holds like this. Asher Loi Karayim is a Klal. And then all the four type of grasshoppers are a prat. Arba, Solom, Chargal, Chogov, the four types, and the word libineo by everyone is a prat. They're all prat. And there's no klal here at all. Because he holds that libineo, since it's not exactly the same like the klal rishon sounds like anything that has jumping legs already is kosher. But the second one says, second klal says libineo. So therefore, since the second klal is not doimer to the first klal, so it sounds like it has to be dafka, like klal prat. There's no klal. It's not called klal prat the klal when the second one is not like the first klal. The first klal is marvel a lot of things. The mineo is not. Only says it's exact min. Therefore, it's sitter klal prat. Ein beklal mashal prat. The mine in the lav miyoloi. It has to be exactly the same in all characteristics. If not, not. Well, marbe, don't let me say stodom. It's marbe, whatever is the same in tutsdod. What does tutsdod mean? Marshal explains, marbe, let me say stodom means like this. First of all, it has all four simonim, and it has that fifth one, that fifth characteristic. So, for example, when it comes to the arba, which is gaboy, we marbe from minoy, tsiparis kromim. Why? Because the tsiparis kromim don't have a gabachas, just like that. So, if it starts with four simonim, ain't like gabachas. Same thing about solom. We marbe roshon, and from minoy, we marbe the yachna yishamas. Why? Because they both have the same thing, gabachas. That's exactly the same. That it's a klal prat. Why is it a klal prat? Because the second klal limineo is not the same klal like the first one. The first klal is marba everything. Limineo is not like that. Therefore, ain't a daim a klal rishon and klal achrein. Therefore, it's not a klal prat. The klal it's a klal prat. Klal prat means you only have masher prat. That's beyond tana kama. And therefore, you have no way to be marba roish aruch. Roish aruch is not a reboot because it's only arba solom chagel chagav and whatever is exactly the same like that. That's it. That's the only type of kosher grasshoppers. Tana Rish Mosava, no, he holds asher loy karayim. That's a klal. Arba Solom Chagol Chagav is a prat. Limineu, the word limineu is a klal, chos of a klal. And klal a prat a klal, you don't get a prat. Well, marva called domel chad sad. As long as domel one sad, that's enough. As long as domel one sad, so therefore it's enough. And therefore, even a Rosh Aruch could be learned out from there because it's a klal a prat a klal. And therefore, Chagav is extra to tell you that a tzartzer is tomei. And Solom's extra say Rosh Aruch is chayiv because in Marba anything that's doimed in fourth stardom, that's enough. That's mean tzad echad, that's enough. You can marba anything. That's the klal prat klal is marba. Frey the Gemara of aloy domi klal akam and klal abasra. Lemaisa the two klal are not doimed with each other. Asher lekarayim is marba everything. Lemineu sounds like it has to be dafka the same. Klal akam asher lekarayim arachmana islay echol islay echol. All totally in the karayim. All totally in that simanim. And klal abasra the shav abasra simanim has to be exactly the same. Lemineu has to be all exactly the same. So Tana very small, but Chloe Pratigai Gavna Doin. He holds he could make klal prat a klal in such a way, and all of a shas of the Rinaim Alma the Doin that you could do a klal prat a klal, even though the two klal are not doing with each other. The Rinaim Alma the Doin Tana very small, but Chloe Pratigai Gavna is mehacha. That he says you can make such a klal prat a klal, like in Mesechta Zvachim Davdal on base, that you can make such a klal prat a klal. That even though it's not doing with each other, it's learned out from here. It's mehacha. It's learned out from here. So the bottom line is that the nafkamina between the two are, in lalacha is, number one is a chagavim that's Rosh Aruch kosher or not. That's one nafkamina. And another nafkamina is, do you have a pasuk to be memayit tzartzer? It could be lefita tanakama. Anyway, you won't have to memayit tzartzer because it's anyway not doima to any other four, so it's not a problem. So both of them will agree that cricket's not kosher. But according to the Bnei Rishmo, you have extra words here. You have the extra words Solomon and Chagov because once you have two of them, Beklal Prataklal, you marry basically all the type of grasshoppers that have the four simonim, and you're not worried about the Gabach, Azonov, and Reish Aruch. You're not worried about those things. As long as it's Daimon, the fourth stardom, it's fine, and it's Chayv, and it's Kosher. Ah, Tzartzer has four. I think, no way, Chagov, to Mayat. Chag comes, Mayat has to be called Chagov. But Lemaisa, these things are enough to be marba, to be marba. The thing that's different is very small, and the Tanakama.